This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Raise Your Game with me, Tasha Fussell. Perhaps it could be because it's something we use as frequently as we do our hands and our feet. But unless you're a vocal artist, most of us don't spend too much time thinking about our voice, how we use it, and the impact it can have on others. Cynthia Zai, author of Influence Through Voice, is with us today to show how we can harness our voice to gain respect, establish authority, and leave an impact. First, I want to know what it is that makes the human voice so powerful.
Now, many people didn't know that the voice is very physical. And the reason that I say it's physical, because voice is vibration, and vibration can be felt. So it's not just like many people say, oh, it's working on the tone. It's actually not working on the tone. So I often tell my clients and students that it's to work on the body. When you work on the body, it will change how you feel, not just how you sound. And you will feel that more confident, and it's a higher level of confidence. So through the voice, changing the vibration, that's where you will find the transformational power of the voice. The transformational power is the power that will make you feel a greater sense of confidence in doing your work, in leading the people around you. So that's what I mean, that the power of the human voice.
Right. And it's interesting to note that, or important to note that, having a powerful voice is not something that you need to be using just when you're giving a speech or
that's
you're
right.
trying to influence. It should be something that you're conscious of on a day-to-day basis.
That's right. So when I talk about the voice improvement or what I do, people always ask me, oh, is it for presentation? Is it for public speaking? So I said, that's only part of it. The rest is in daily conversations. Sometimes in daily conversations, people may always ask you to repeat. They will say, what did you say? Or come again. It's because that it's probably either your voice is too soft or your voice is not clear.
Going back to what you said about using our body to change the vibrations in our voice, which parts of the body do you mean? Because, you know, if you say the body, you have, you know, like, oh, do your hands have anything to do with it?
Yes. So in my workshops, I will joke him. So I said, let's get physical. Now, when we get physical, there are three aspects we need to work on. So the three aspects, the first aspect, which most people would overlook and also that they won't think is important, is relaxation. So we need to work on the body to make it more relaxed, because when the body is tense, it actually prevents you from projecting a good voice. So the first aspect when we work on the body is to make the body more relaxed, to help you make the body more conducive for the voice projection. And then the second aspect we're going to work on in terms of thinking that voice is a body work is the breathing. So the breathing, now we breathe every day all the time, but few people would think about how the breath is impacting their voice. Mm-hmm. So the second step, breathing, is we're going to help you breathe with the support of your diaphragm properly. Now, there's a fun exercise I'd like to have our listeners to do.
Sure.
Is I'd like to have them take a deep breath. And then, so we take a deep breath.
I'll do it as well.
Yes. So when you take the deep breath, I'd like to have them also pay attention when they were doing the breathing. Where did you see the movement in their body?
Well, I'm seeing it on my chest.
Okay. So that the good news is you have potential.
Okay, great.
So if our listeners, they are also breathing in this way, when they breathe, you see breathe in and out, and the chest is moving up and down, and that means they are not breathing properly. And as I mentioned, that the good news is we have potential.
We can change it.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So this is where the step, the area that you can work on, the body work, the second aspect. Now, the proper breathing, now probably many people have heard that is use the diaphragm. So when we do the proper breathing, the movement is actually not in the chest or the shoulder. Mm-hmm. It should be the stomach area moving in and out. So this is the second step. We work on second aspect. The third aspect in the voice as a bodywork is resonance. Now, the resonance is where we're going to help you to create more vibrations. Now, the initial vibration of our voice, they are from the vocal cords. But the vocal cords vibration is very small. People can hardly hear. So the vibration of the vocal cords is very small. People can hardly hear us. The reason that other people can hear us is because we have all these cavities in our body. For example, like nose, mouth, these cavities, they help us amplify the voice so that not only people will hear you clearly by the amplification, but also it will change your voice quality. So when we say work on the body, we are actually work on the full body, because most people, they are projecting the voice from the so-called throat area, and they didn't have the vibration in the body. So that's where we're going to help people work on. That's the third aspect of voice as a body work.
How about the personality then? In the book, you do talk about how your voice is somewhat related to your personality type.
Yes. So one of the tools I am passionate about and also using is called Enneagram. Our listeners, it's not necessary for them to know Enneagram. Now, the key is they know that, again, voice is not just a tool to speak, to convey information. It is vibration, and it is physical. It shows that, for example, a voice that is too fast or a voice is speaking with a very slow pace, this actually has to do with the breath we use. Mm. Now, the breath we use and also has to do with which part of body is tense. So all these reflect what is happening inside, not just inside of the body, but inside of our head. So for example, when we are more relaxed, comparing to when we are more stressed, does our voice sound the same? Probably not. So that's one simple aspect to let people know, oh, okay, voice actually reflects the mental state. And voice can also reflect our emotional state. For example, when we are excited, will our voice sound like this? Probably not.
No.
And when we are depressed, our voice is not the excited voice. So the voice reflects emotional state. Now, because everyone is different, we all have our own personality. So emotional state, mental state, we all have different state. So from the voice, we can actually detect what kind of personality this person may have.
I'm with Cynthia Zai, who wrote the book Influence Through Voice. We'll find out what some of the more common voice problems are when we come back. This is Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Good morning, you're still listening to Raise Your Game. My name is Tasha Fusil, and I'm speaking to Cynthia Zai, who's telling us all about what we can do to gain mastery over the way we speak and use our voice. Cynthia, what are some of the more common issues that people have with your voice?
There are quite a few, so I will highlight some. The first one, this is something that people always ask me, and they will always have this voice problem. Now, the first one is whenever people are doing presentations, they suddenly feel that the voice is trembling or that the throat area is getting very tense. So some of my clients, they will end up speaking very fast. So the trembling voice in presentations is the first voice problem. Now, many people didn't know that this voice problem can be overcome. You can be very nervous, but you sound very composed. The other second voice problem is speaking fast. Now, speaking fast, many people speak fast, and then they will always tell me, they said, I will remind myself to slow down. But after a few minutes, I will go back to the fast talking again. So you can actually slow down your speaking rate without constantly reminding yourself.
Just a quick question on that. Does it help to understand why you're speaking too fast? Is there?
Yes. One of the ways is actually also that you will know when people always ask you, come again, I didn't hear you clearly, or you are speaking too fast.
Right. Does a person speak too fast because their thoughts are moving too fast, or they're in a hurry to get the sentence out?
Mm. Yes. So the two scenarios you were mentioning are two of the many reasons.
Right.
So one is many of my clients will tell me, oh, my thought is faster than my mouth. And then the other one is just the person's personality. They are probably very efficient, very on the go, want to get things done. And also that some people, they didn't realize the downside of speaking fast. Because you find that all these people, all these leaders who are very charismatic, who are very influential, they never speak very fast. Because speaking fast wouldn't make the impact as strong as speaking with a slower. Of course, it's not very slow, it's slower pace.
Okay, so it is a very concentrated, a very conscious effort to speak slowly.
With practice. Practice, as long as you practice, about 2 to 3 months. After that, you don't need to be very conscious anymore. So right. It will just become a habit.
What are some misconceptions that people have about what makes a good voice?
Okay. Also that just now I mentioned two voice problems. One is trembling voice in presentations. The other one is speaking fast. And I'd also like to mention another one is the purposely lowering the voice. So this is another problem as well. So then we come back to the question you were asking just now is what are some of the misconceptions? So the misconception about a good voice, some people actually has to do with just now the voice problem we mentioned. Some people that think that, oh, a good voice is a low voice. So that's why that there was one client of mine, he said, sometimes I purposely lowering my voice so I sound more credible.
Right.
And I asked him, I said, how long did you last? He said, 10 to 15 minutes. That's 10 to 15 minutes is already unimaginable. Because when you purposely lowering your voice, it actually creates damages on your vocal cords. So it's not something that I would suggest. So the misconception people think, oh, it's low voice. Now, I would not say it's low voice. I would say that the good voice is a full voice. Full voice meaning that we use our full body to project the voice. As the three areas we mentioned that to make the body as a fit body work is to create resonance in the body. In order to create the resonance in the body, you have to be relaxed as well. So a good voice is a voice that's created in a relaxed body and using the full body to generate vibration.
You know, in the book, you talk about the two areas that you need to work on to develop that full voice, and it's dynamic and quality. What are the differences?
Dynamics and quality, these are the two areas, also easier to remember, D and Q. So I always joke about it. I said, it's not drama queen. So the Q is quality of the voice. That's the area we have been talking about, which is relaxation, breathing, and the resonance to work on the body. So that's the quality part.
Okay.
Dynamics is the area where most people know that, oh, it's to work on the tone, to overcome the monotonous voice problem. So dynamics is where we work on how to really have your voice have emotions when you speak.
Okay.
So emotion is the key in voice dynamics.
Right. I personally face that problem. It's when I struggle to infuse either meaning or emotion into the things that I'm saying. What are the barriers, and are there any quick ways, as there are with improving quality, to improve dynamics?
Yes. Okay. That's a very good question.
Okay.
Because many people never thought about the barrier of why we couldn't feel.
Right.
Now, the reason that I would say actually 9 out of 10 of my clients will tell me that, oh, Cindy, I have a very monotonous voice. So I was thinking, how come that 9 out of 10 are monotonous? Then I realized that because, especially in Asia, we were brought up to focus more on the left brain. The left brain is logic, numbers, black and white. So it's not very rich in emotion. So in order to make the voice become more dynamic and have the appropriate emotions is to actually to engage the right brain. The right brain we know is visual, pictures, emotion,
right.
Feelings. So how to engage the right brain?
Yes.
And the quick way to do that is to start to feel what you say. This is the quick way. Now to feel what you say. And to do feel what you say, also that the quick, easy technique that people can use is to start to feel one word a day.
Okay, what's an example of that?
For example, now if we say, oh, today is amazing. You didn't feel the amazing, right?
Right.
So what does amazing mean to you? That's why that when you think about the word amazing, you have to feel that, oh, maybe even see a picture of someone who feels amazing. And then, of course, this is not to ask introverts. Suddenly it becomes extrovert. Oh, amazing! So that's not your personality. But for introvert is at your own personality level, you bring up a little bit. For example, it could be, oh, today is amazing. This is enough. So we don't need to say, today is amazing!
Right, because there is a spectrum and every person is different. And,
yes, and that's right.
Okay, so Cynthia, what are, you know, some things that we can do or think about to improve our voice, you know, today immediately? What are some takeaways that we can that we can have?
Yeah. Okay. So one thing we mentioned is to feel one word a day. Now, to feel one word a day, the purpose is to make it a habit so that when you are speaking in meetings, doing presentations, you don't need to think about which word you need to feel anymore, but it becomes a habit. So feel one word a day is something that people can do immediately. The second one people can do immediately is to relax. The relax, one thing people can do is to make a sigh a little bit more often. Is so when we sigh, we actually sigh out the tension. And also sigh lets you experience how much effort you need in voice production, which is zero effort.
Zero effort.
It should, yes.
So meaning that you shouldn't have to feel like you're pushing yourself to speak.
That's right.
Okay.
So the second takeaway is sigh more.
Sigh more, okay.
The third one I'd like to have people do is start to learn how to breathe properly.
So from the diaphragm, not from the chest.
That's right.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for your time.
Thank you.
Cynthia Zai, author of Influence Through Voice on Raise Your Game BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.